Okay, today's daf chaf aleph. So we got two lines down. The Gemara begins as follows. After quoting the Mishnah, the Mishnah had a total of 11 differences between Kodesh and Truma. That number 11 is significant, as we'll see. And the Gemara opened up saying that Bekodesh my time alone. What was the reason that Kodesh had a difference with respect to Truma regarding the first halacha? The first halacha in the Mishnah was that one can be matbil kelim soch kelim legabi Truma, but not legabi Kodesh. So what's the difference? We know that there are certain stringencies Kodesh has, but why particularly this is one of them? So Gemara says, "Bekodesh my time alo." Amar bila mipnei shekfedo shekli chotetz, because the weight of the kli that's inside the kli that's below it, that's going to rest upon each other, and then it's going to create a chatita. The water won't get between each the kelim. The kelim, therefore, both kelim won't have a good tefillah. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, "Shekfedo shekli chotetz, kvedo shekli hapnimi." The inner kli will weigh down, machbid al chiton, will weigh down on the outer one, shumunach besocha, within which it's placed. Chotet bifne hamayim, it's going to interrupt the water from passing through. Ve'ein tefila ola lo lezev, lo lezev. And the Kaman, Gemara is going to ask, parich ihachi afil b'chumanami. So later on tomorrow's daf, we're going to ask, so Chuma should have the same concern as Kodesh, but either way, we see certainly why by Kodeshim, we don't allow kli, toch kli, in the mikvah. So Gemara says, vaha midesefa mishim chatitza, Resha la mishim chatitza. Wait a second. The seifa, as we're about to see, that the seifa certainly is an issue of chatitza. So if the seifa is about chatitza, the resha should not be about chatitza. Why? Because if they're both about chatitzas, like what Rashi points out, the mishnah should have lumped them together next to each other. But to put the first halacha about chatitza and a halacha later on about chatitza doesn't make any sense. How do we see that the seifa is about chatitza? The katani seifa, below kamidas hakodesh midas hachuma. There are different rules, practices, how one does tevila. Shebekodesh matir umangiv umatvil v'acharkach kosher. When it comes to truma, when it comes to kodesh rather, you have to first untie any knots, you have to dry it off, put it in the mikvah, and then you could tie it afterwards. As opposed to truma, your first kosher, if you want, you could tie it. We don't care about chatzita legabi truma v'acharkach matvil, if you so choose to. So this certainly is about chatzita, about knots or no knots. That's chatzita. So if this one's about chatzita, how can you say kli betoch kli is also about chatzita? And the Gemara says, no. In the end of the day, reish v'seifa mishum chatzita. Even though they're not next to each other, we're still happy, we're still fine saying that they're both about chatzitas. So why have to teach both halachas then? Once we learn that we're makeh by chatzita legabi truma one halacha, mimela we're going to be makeh by the other halacha as well. Why teach me two different halachas of chatzita that were makeh by truma and machmir by kodesh? The Gemara explains that tzrich, we need both these cases because they're different. Because the ashma inan reisha, I taught the reisha only the case of kli b'sol kli, hava mina hainu taima dila kodesh lo. The reason why you shouldn't do that for kodesh, mishum kvedosha kli de'ika, because the weight of the inside kli on the outside kli. Aval seifa dileka kvedosha kli. The seifa, there's no weight of one kli, it's not, but it's a different type of concern. It's not weight pushing down on another kli. I might have thought even with knots, that wouldn't be a chatzitza for kodesh. So that's why you have to teach me, even knots were machmir by kodesh. And what about the flip side? We taught the case of the sefer that you have to untie all knots by kodesh. However, me, I would have thought, hainu taima dila kodesh lo. The reason why kodesh we don't allow for knots, mishum de kitra, which is a knot in Aramaic, the kitra b'maya aduke mahadik. The knot is so tight, it doesn't allow the water to pass through. That's a real chatzitza. Rashi writes, v'karvu yos chotet. It's very likely that's going to be a chatzitza. Ava reisha, the reisha, the case of kli so kli, akfuye de maya akfuye makfile lamana. The water is going to help elevate the kli. You know, if you put two kelim together, it doesn't press down well. Gravity doesn't work the same in water. Things go afloat. So maybe one kli to kli, the water is going to pass underneath the inside kli and elevate it. There'll be some passage of water. Maybe there shouldn't be any concern. Again, the maya akfuye makfile lamana. It's going to elevate the kli. Lo have chatitza, that shouldn't be chatitza by chatitza, by kodesh rather, tzricha. Therefore, we have to teach it that that too is a concern. We can't have a chatitza by kli to kli, nor by the any kesher of a case of kodesh. Gemara now says, what comes out from this whole discussion, this whole region of kli to kli, is all the opinion of Rabbi Allah. And the Gemara points out that Rabbi Allah, latame, Rabbi Allah goes l'shitasa. Why does he go l'shitasa? Dama Rabbi Allah, Amar Rabbi Chanina, bar Papa, eser malos shanukan. Khan. There are 10 differences in the Mishnah. Now, if I mentioned early in the daf that there are really 11 differences in the Mishnah, not 10 differences, you count, it ends up being 11. So the fact that he says 10 must be, he lumps two of them together, because since two are about chatzitza, he puts it as one unit, that gives you a total of 10. He goes on to quote the entire statement now, that Eser Malos Shanukan, Chamesh Rishonos, the five halachas taught, Bein Kodesh, Bein Nechulin, Shinasu Altarsa Kodesh, apply equally to real kachrim, and they also apply to that chulin, which is nasal tarsa kodesh. But the achronos, the five later ones, the last ones, only apply the kodesh itself, avalol chulin shenasal tarsa kodesh. Those chumras do not extend itself to the chulin shenasal tarsa kodesh. What's the difference? Why don't we apply all 10 malos to chulin shenasal kodesh? Why are we splitting between the first five and the last five? So my time, it says the Gemara, Chamesh Kamaisa, the first five of them, Islay Dirario the Tuma of Midraisa. The first five are very associated, they're close to being Deraisa Tumas, and therefore Gazu Bey Rabbanan, Bein the Kodesh, Bein the Chulun Shinasa, Altarsa Kodesh. So therefore they made a Gzeira, whether Kodesh itself, or even Chulun Shinasa, Altarsa Kodesh. But the final five, the Basraisa, the Lesser Dirario the Tuma of Midraisa, they're not really connected. There's no real Deraisa concerns. They were only Gazu Behu Rabbanan the Kodesh, but L'chulin Shinasa Tarsa Kodesh, Lo Gazu Behu Rabbanan, they did not extend it, since the Gezeira was not a real Tuma Deraisa concern. They were Mekel L'gabi Chulin Shinasa Tarsa Kodesh with respect to the last five. Now, there's a long rashi to explain how the first five are related to Tumah Deraisa. They get pretty involved, but let's just look at the rashi a bit. Rashi writes, Tumah Deraisa, draw Tumah Deraisa. Chashash Tumah Deraisa. By the first five malas, we said that there's a real concern of Tumah Deraisa. Kli besoch kli, iika chatzitza, if there is a chatzitza, that becomes Tumah Deraisa. In other words, the tevila won't work, and there's a real Tumah Deraisa that is remaining on the kalim. That's the Tumah Deraisa, which will apply also the Chulin Shinasa Tarsa Kodesh. Acharayim v'soch, afagav de bekelim shenitmu acharav, b'mashkim de Tumah Derbanan, he maskinan. Even though we're talking about Tumah that's Derbanan, mi'a ha de amir rabbanan mashkin mitamin klibas shot mishum gzera, the mashkis is of. The reason, again, let's get a bit involved here. I'll just finish this next two lines. Mashkim is only mitame things on a Derbanan level. But we are gozer and mashkim because of anything that comes from a zav, any of the bodily fluids that come from a zav is actually a tuma deraisa. So based on that, he's Rashi trying to explain that if the mashkim touch the acharayim, that is close to being a tuma deraisa, and therefore we apply it equally to kodesh and chulin shasa tarsa kodesh. So it's a bit tricky how Rashi fits all these in, but that's the idea that Rashi is trying to explain it. So now I'll get to the bottom of the Gemara, the last six lines. Up until now, we explain the reason why kli toch kli is a problem of chatzitza, a problem is because of chatzitza. Now the Gemara introduces a different reason why it's a problem, and that's the opinion of Rava. Rava Amar, mi de seifa havi mishim chatzitza, reisha la mishim chatzitza. He says, no. Once the Mishnah at the end spoke about chatzitza lagabe the knots, so why would it have it in a different statement about another chatzitza of the kli toch kli? That would be superfluous. So therefore, he says there's a different reason why kli toch kli is not allowed. And that's because Hainu Taima, Reisha Hainu Taima, Gezeira, Shal Yatbil, Mechatin, Vitsinoros, Bikli, She'ein, Bepiv, Kishifa, Feres, Hanor. Let me explain outside what's going on here. So, Mikra Din, if I have one Kli, a big pot, I put a fork inside that, that's going to work. I put it in a mikvah, so there's a Kli, a fork inside a pot, all goes in the mikvah, that's completely fine. But let's say I have a tiny kli. I don't know, let's say a small wine glass, which is a tiny hole, not even wine, a tiny hole. I put a tiny fork inside that. I put both of them out in the mikvah. So the water is going to go in from the mikvah inside the tiny glass with the fork inside. Problem is, there's a halacha. The only way you could connect the water inside the small glass to the bigger mikvah if that has to be a certain size, a certain width. And if it doesn't have that, you cannot connect the two waters. So there's a chashash, if I allow me to put a fork in a big pot, which does work, I might put a fork in a small cup, a small container, which won't work. We won't allow halachically to connect the waters. And that's why there were goes there on kli toch kli. So said, look at Gemara again. Gemara says, Reisha hainu taima. The reason why the reisha we don't allow is gezeira shlo yatbil mechatin vitsinora. So we don't tovel small forks, small utensils, bekli in a small kli, she'ein bepiv, that the lip, the opening of it, it does not have the width of shofaris hanod, the size of this, it's rashi's like a kana that you would put on top of a, some type of stick, you'd put on top of a canteen maybe. Kedetzan, the Mishnah says, Eir mikvahs, when you want to combine two mikvahs, you have the boor, you know, every mikvah has a connection. And downstairs, we have the boor where the rain came in, that door is locked, and there's a little hole which connects to the bigger mikvah. That hole has to be a certain size. So Eir mikvahs, to connect two mikvahs, has to be the size of kishfoferes hanod. That's the width of this kane, the kovel, like the thickness of it, ukichalala, and the opening of it, kishtei etzbos chozos limkomam. We have a width of two fingers, which is not very wide, but enough for two fingers to move around nicely. That's the width, which is not big, but in theory you can have a clue that's smaller than that, and then that would not be effective to put a fork inside that. So then the Gemara says, now we've established this, that Rava holds for a different reason than Rabbalah why Kli to Kli doesn't work. Either because it was Chatzitza was the first reason, now we're saying because of this Gezerah of Mechatin Vitzi Noros. So Gemara then says, Savala, we'll just do two more lines, Savala Kaha, must be Rava holds like the following opinion. The Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Achanesre Malos Shanukan. That we said there are really 11 different halachas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eli said there are really 10 because two of them are the same about chatzitza. But according to Rava and Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua, there are really 11 because chatzitza is the reason of the knots, but the Kli to Kli is a whole other reason. So there really are 11 different malos. Shanukan Sheish Rishonos Bein Kodesh Bein Lechulin. The first six apply equally to Kodesh and to Chulin Shenasa Tarz Kodesh, as opposed to the Achronos, the last five Lekodesh only of Alo Lechulin Shenasa Tarz Kodesh. Okay, I will stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue this tomorrow. Okay, so there's a short duff. I wasn't going to go through any Tosfos.